Good afternoon, everyone. I bring greetings from Port Moresby and also greetings from Pastor Godfrey. Mostly the preaching, mostly we do all our talks part English and part Pidgin. It's a local language that we use up there. I'll try my best to finish everything in English. Okay. So I don't get you all you confused. Yeah. Let's open our Bibles into Daniel chapter 3. Today I'll be talking about God's redeeming power. What God is able to do. Now, all of us, we all have our situations. We all come across matters, issues in life, situations in life. And the story that I want to tell is about Daniel and his two friends. Daniel chapter 3. And we all know this story. Daniel chapter 3. I will just read in verse 15, but you can read the whole story in your own time. And this story is about Nebuchadnezzar. We all know who Nebuchadnezzar was at the time. And what he commanded at the time. Now, if we read in verse 15. Nebuchadnezzar, in verse 15. It says, and now if ye be ready, that at what time you shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And this is the part that I like. It says, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Now, it's a question. It's a question that Nebuchadnezzar was asking, not to Daniel and his two friends, but to everybody. And sort of, it was laying down a law. It was laying down a law that if anybody at the time would not bow down and worship his image, the outcome was they'd be cast into this fiery furnace. And he went on to say, and who is that God? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Now, when making that statement, Nebuchadnezzar probably at the time was thinking that there is nobody besides me. I'm the only one. And if I lay down the law, and if nobody follows that law, who is going to save you? Because I am the only person that is going to save you. And you have to bow down to me. You have to bow down to my statue. That was the law that he gave. Now, if at this present time, if something would happen like this, and if all of us probably sitting down in this room would not bow down, what would you be thinking? The first thing that would come across our mind is fear. We'd all be filled with fear. Okay? We'd all be filled with fear. And fear, how I put fear is two ways. Fear. Either you forget everything and run, or you face everything and rise. You face everything and rise. And the only thing that Daniel and his two friends said at the time, the most powerful thing that they had in them was their trust in God. Was their trust in God. No matter what the threat was, no matter what the law was, what the threat and the outcome was, Daniel and his two friends always trusted in the Lord, and they knew that the Lord was their answer. God had the power to redeem them. And all the people said, amen. And we all know who we worship. The Lord that we worship not only filled us with the Holy Ghost, with the biblical evidence of every one of us speaking in tongues, but also the Lord healed us. The Lord healed us. The Lord set us free. And the Lord will continue to work. The Lord will continue to perform signs, wonders, and miracles. Now, each, every one of us, we go through situations, and those situations, the sicknesses, the challenges that we go through, all of those, is just like Nebuchadnezzar telling us, who is that God, and who is that God that will be able, or that shall deliver you out of my hands. When we are in a situation, we are placed in a position where sometimes you will forget. You forget that you received the Holy Spirit. It happens sometimes. I sit with brothers and sisters. Sometimes they tell me, they come across and say, Pastor Martin, I think I'll probably stay out of the fellowship, and I'll try to fix it. And I tell them, why are you choosing? The moment you choose to stay out of the fellowship and to fix it on your own, you are choosing to fix it without God's advice. You are choosing to fix it, face the situation without God's help, without prayer, without fellowship, without testimony. You're trying to fix it with your own mind, with your own strength. Why not? You stay in the Lord, and the Lord helps you to fight everything along the way. Everything along the way. And if you read furthermore, if we open the Bible into Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 23. It says, I am a God at hand, said the Lord, not a God afar off. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, said the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, said the Lord? So we have a God, not only that is up in heaven, but is also in us. We have a God that rules from heaven and rules from our hearts, rules from inside us. And all the people said, and that's the beauty about being spirit-filled and being filled with the Holy Ghost. A lot of people think that God is above. It's way up there that we cannot reach up to see him. We cannot see him. But God is also in us. God is with us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. It says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now God is not against us. God is always for us. And we read down. In verse 32 it says, he that spare not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him shall also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. 34 it says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Verse 35 is the part that I like. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword or sword? 36 it says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, I'll read it again. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. And all the people said. Now it names it. It names everything. Everything that you can think of is all named down. It's all named. It talks about death, which most people fear. It talks about life, which most people love. It talks about the angels, no principalities, whatever it is, powers, things to come, things to present, things that now that are present, things to come, the things that have come and gone past, no height, depth, anything that you can think of. It says, shall be able to separate us from the love of God. What shall separate us from the love of God? What more promises are better than the promises which God offers to his people? What more promises? What more thing? You know, government can make policies. Government can make policies. They can come up with all sorts of ideas to improve, to change people's lives. People will be always happy. All of these things. But the thing is that these are made by men. These are made by men. And when men make rules and policies, they can change them. They are bound to change. But with God, one thing about God is that when God makes a promise, when God makes a promise, he will never change his promise. He will always stick to his promise until the last trumpet sounds. And all the people says, amen. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, it says, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but he mentions three things here. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Power. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, power. Talks about power. And of love. And of sound mind. Sound mind. No matter how big the situation is. Now we already read in Romans chapter 8. How deep. How high. Whatever it is. The principalities or whatever it is. Powers that is. One thing here is. It talks about sound mind. Sound mind is always having peace. Now. Just this afternoon. We were sharing with Sister Valerie. And there's a difference between difficulty and hard. When you see things and you tell yourself it's hard, you're hitting the brick wall. There's no way around. Once you say it's hard, you will give up. You will give up. Now, difficulty, seeing issues, difficult. The thing about seeing it is difficult, but you can manage it. You can manage. When you see it as it's difficult, you will look at options. The options, advice, prayer, fellowship. The Lord will start to open doors and you will see how the Lord is going to start to work. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Okay? And, you know, it also says, but of power. We have a powerful God. We have a God that created heaven and earth. And this God that created heaven and earth is also in us also. And of love, our love for the Lord, our love for the fellowship, our love for prayer, our love for everything that we do, our love for witnessing, And everything that we do in Christ's name, these are the things. These are the things that we always we focus on. We focus on, and then you will see. You will see how the Lord will slowly pull you through. Some instantly, some gradually they go and they overcome. They come to the situation and they come out on the other end with a testimony. And all the people said, amen. And this week, that's what you're going to be telling the people. We have a story to tell. We have a story to tell. We have a testimony to testify. Tell the people how good, how great, and how powerful our God is. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and also the God of the Spirit-filled people. And all the people said, amen.